Welcome to the seventh episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, and in today's video, I'm going to be going over which star power is better for each brawler. So, yeah. But before I really get into it, I would like to tell you about Anchor. So for the, real episode, let's start off with Shelly. So, Shelly, both of her star powers are the slowing one when she uses her super and Band-Aid. So, I would say that Shelly's better star power is Shell Shock, the one that slows you down with their super. But the other one is a lot better in Showdown. But yeah, so I would say the Shell Shock is a little better. So, for Nita has pretty cool star powers. So the first one, basically whenever her bear hits somebody, Nita gets healed. And then whenever Nita hits somebody, the bear gets healed. So yeah. And then the next one is Hyper Bear. Her bear just starts attacking so fast. So the better one is Hyper Bear. Hyper Bear is by far better. It's so good. But the other one is also a really good star power. It's just that Hyper Bear is too good. So for Colt, he has two again, obviously. But so the first one, I'm not sure which one's the first one and which one's the next one. But I think the first one is he gets a movement speed increase by a little bit. No special thing besides movement speed increase. So yeah, and then the next one is Magnum Special. He gets a range increase and a bullet speed increase. So, this is just an example. So, instead of 30 seconds, let's say, this is just an example again, it would be, 20 seconds. Or, well, not that much less. Maybe 26 or, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so I would say the second one is better. Unless you're a really, really good Colt, if you're a really, really good Colt, then the first one's better. So, on to the next one is Bull. So, Bull, the first one is Berserker. If he goes under 40% health, or I think it's 40, but his reload speed doubles. The next one is Tough Guy. So, when he goes under 40% health, I think again, he gets a shield for 30 or something percent. So I think that the second one is better, but the first one's better in Heist. So on to the next one. The next one I would say but Jesse's star power, the first one is I forget what it's called, but so basically when if Jesse shoots her attack at her turning, then it'll bounce off and still attack enemies, but it also heals the turret for 800 damage. And the other one basically is also pretty cool. Her turret's attack is basically like Jesse's attack, and it could hit up to 3 people. So I think that the first one is actually better. Many people don't agree with me. But the first one is better because you could just stand behind the turret, heal it, and then basically get your shots out too. And it's very good. It's almost a lane is closed down for your side. You get a free lane. So for the next one, the next one is Brock. So Brock's first one is Incendiary. I never figure out how to pronounce this. I might Google it after. But this one's a pretty interesting one. Once Brock shoots his attack, a small thing of fire will stay there for 2 seconds. And then each time a brawler walks into it, it deals 600 damage. The next one is Rocket number 4. So Rocket number 4 is just simple. Brock gets another rocket in his reload, like, thing. So I would say the first one is better, just because in Heist it's so good, and it's really good in, like, other controlling modes, I guess. Because it just controls the small area of the map, but that, like, adds up. So the next one is Dynamite. So his first one, you probably all know these, but his first one is Dynajump. So when he throws his attack on the ground and he lands and he's on top of it, he, like, goes up in the air and then, like, flies two or three tiles away. So that one's pretty cool. And then there's Demolition, which basically just increases his super's damage by 10%. So I'm gonna have to go with Demolition. Unless you're, like, really, really good with Dynajump, then you could go Dynajump. But it's just that Demolition is better. So for the next one, his first star power is Snare Bear. So basically, when somebody trips his mines, they get stunned for 2.5 seconds, maybe 3 or maybe 2, I'm not sure, but somewhere around 2.5. And then, yeah, so the next one is, not Snare Bear, is actually a pretty cool one. So this one is Circling Eagle. So he basically, his range is, like, eyesight gets increased by 120%. And you're thinking, that's impossible. But actually it is. So he's going to be really good in modes like Snake Prairie or just anything like that. So the final one, I have to go with Snare Bear because most of the time you're not going to want to use a Circling Eagle just because Circling Eagle is very map, like, precise. I get map, like, it has to be a map for it for you to choose it above Snare Bear, but then Snare Bear is, like, just good in all maps. And yeah, so the next one is Tick. So Tick's first one is, I'm pretty sure it's his first one, is Well Oiled. So Well Oiled basically heals him faster, like by 400. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And yeah, so his second one, so this one is pretty interesting. Basically his attack, like, gets a reload speed buff by 10%, so he could keep shooting. So I would say the first one's better, just because he could stay in the fight instead of backing down. But keep in mind that the second one's also better. Sorry if you heard a noise there. I was moving my microphone. But on to 8-Bits. So 8-Bits is, the 8-Bits first one is basically his turret gets, like, spread out by a lot of tiles, so then more people could fit in there, and it just has a bigger radius, so his super could get more value. So his second one is Plugged In. So his Plugged In gets a humongous radius, and then it basically makes him go faster, as fast as a tank, and a tank is faster than normal. So yeah, I would choose the second star power in, like, all, just, like, almost for every game mode. So for the, like, last one, or for last Trophy Road, M's is going, the first one is basically her attack deals more damage instead of, like, by 200 each time it hits. So basically the first time it deals, like, 900, and then the second time it'll deal 1100, and then you get hit by it again, then it'll deal, like, 1300. So not that, but that was just an example. So yeah, that's what it's gonna do. So the next one is, like, pretty cool also. So when any enemy gets caught in her super, she heals while they get like slowed. So yeah. This one's pretty cool. It's pretty underrated, but I would have to go with the first one because it just provides more value and the brawlers are more scared of getting hit in your attack. They should be already, but it just makes it a little bit more crucial. So for the first rare is going to be, what should I choose? I'll just choose Primo. Oh, so Primo's first one basically is El Flugo. So when Primo lands on somebody or attack, then they will turn on fire and then deal 300 damage every second for like 4 or 5 seconds, which could get a really good damage off. So the second one is a speed star power. So basically after he uses the speed, the star power, the super, he gets like a big speed increase, but it's only for like 4 or 5 seconds again. So this one is actually gonna be the first one or a tie. This one is very close. So onto the Poco deck, which the first one is the Capo. So every time his attack hits a teammate, the teammate heals 700 health, which is crazy. And then the next one is Screeching Solo. So when his super hits an enemy, they deal 800 damage. So you probably know which one I'm going to pick. I'm going to choose the Capo, and it's not because that's my opinion. Well, it is, but the Capo is just way better. Way, way better. So the next one is going to be Rosa. So Rosa, the first one is every time Rosa is in a bush, she heals 200 for each second she is in that bush, which is pretty cool. The next one is Thorny Gloves. So Thorny Gloves, just when she's in her super, she deals more damage. So I would say this is very map dependent, airy, I'm not sure, but so yeah, if you're like on a map with a ton of grass, use the first star power. But if you're on a map where there's not too much grass, you shouldn't be playing Rosa anyways, but I would say the, what's it called? Second star power is better. So on to Barley. So Barley, the first one, basically every time I'm not sure this is the first one or not, but basically every time he hits somebody, it deals like 100 more damage instead of whatever it is before. And the next one is he heals 400 damage every time he attacks, meaning, this is pretty crazy, a full reload equals 1200 damage out healing, which is crazy. So yeah, that one's pretty good. So I would say the second one, because just crazy. So yeah, for the first super rare, we have Daryl, because I chose him. So let's do the shield one first. So basically when Daryl rolls, he gets a 90% shield, which is pretty good. So yeah, that's gonna be awesome. So the next one is another one with Daryl's roll. Once he like rolls on somebody, he gets a reload buff, so he could like kill somebody fast. So I would have to choose the one that I said first, the shield one, because it just could provide a lot more value. It's almost like an immune shield. You could just roll on top of somebody, not taking any damage in the roll. Like, let's say if you have 200 damage and you're going up against a Brock who deals 150 damage at 1,500 damage each time. You could just roll on the rock and then kill him, and because he'll waste like 2 shots on you when you're rolling, and then he'll deal 1 shot that actually does damage, and by then you're already killing him. So for pennies at the last blast one, so that one's at once her penny get her turret gets destroyed, basically a ton of like balls shoot out faster than normal. But yeah, so dealing around the same damage. So the next one is balls of fire. So when somebody's in this, they basically just take 400 damage each time. So yeah, I would have to go with the second one because it's just a little bit better. So yeah. So for Carl's, I would say the first one is Protective Purette. I'm not sure if this is the first one or not. But basically when he spins his super, he gets a shield. So the next one is, I forget what it's called, but basically his like pickaxe speed just gets increased by a lot. So for the next one is Rico. I actually have one of these. So Robo Retreat. So when he goes under 40 health, his movement speed increases. And the second one is when he bounces his attack off the wall, it deals more damage than just shooting it at somebody. So for the... Wait, let me recap what I did. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I got all of them except Jackie. So Jackie, the first one, or I'm not sure the first one again, but this one's Hardy Hard Hat. So basically, all it does is like just shield you, not shield you, but like you take less damage than normal for the whole game. But and the next one is going to be a pretty interesting one again. So basically when somebody attacks Jackie, he deals like a percentage of that, which could be a lot, but it's in a small radius. So I have to go with the first one. So now we're done with the super rares. But before I go any further, I would like to stop and tell you about Anchor one more time, because, yeah, it's a very good podcast maker. So that's actually going to be it for the episode. So this one was the longer, so I'm going to make a part 2. But, yeah, hopefully I see you in the part 2.